The Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you today by Amazon. Amazon, your lead pipe lock for online retail. Log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Amazon link to support the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer, fresh from our triumphant trip to Las Vegas. Ryan, what was your biggest win of the past four-day weekend that we spent in Las Vegas?
Are we talking sports or everything?
Yeah, we can talk. Well, obviously, we're going to talk
sports. Should we start with sports bets?
Yeah, let's start with sports. Well, actually, let's do a little casino Las Vegas recap.
Should we do a timeline?
Then we'll work our way into...
I like the timelines.
All right, Ryan, we'll do a timeline. Okay, timeline, you...
Wednesday night. Wednesday night, I don't know, it's always funny when I leave work to go to the airport to go to Vegas, because I'm printing out all my brackets, I'm printing out all these stats and numbers. I'm just standing by the printer, and people are coming by, and they're like, oh, they're disgusted. So, head to Vegas. On Wednesday night, a couple of our friends drove out, and another one of our friends flew out. So, I got out there. I was kind of by myself for a little while. Met up with one friend, Lutz. And
crazy guy, Lutz.
Yeah. So, we had to go make our bets. So, as I talked about on the podcast last weekend... I didn't really know what I was going to bet team-wise, but I knew I was going to bet all the unders.
Yes, that was a big play we gave out.
So I walk up to the window Wednesday night. I kind of feel awkward because I'm about to place, you know, there's kind of a line. I'm about to place 32 bets. And I go to the guy. I'm like, all right, look, I don't know what the easiest way to do this. I want every under. He's like, all right, no problem. Read me off the first number. He's like, how much you want to do on each? I'm like, 55. All right. And he just starts, because you give him the first number, and then he skips two numbers every time, rattles them all off. So I got those bets, and then I put in my my big money line parlay, which at this point, I honestly don't even remember what it was. I just know it lost. So I put up, I think it was 1,000 to win 2,200, something like that. I might have tweeted that one out.
I thought it was 1,000 and it paid 2,800. So you won 18.
I definitely took a picture of it. Hold on, let me pull it up. So yeah, so I put in the 32 unders, and I also put in a parlay. Oh, here's what it was: Syracuse money line, UNLV money line, St. Louis money line. Oh no, this isn't the one either. Pitt money line, Marquette money line, and St. Mary's. I put that one in for 300. I put another one in. I don't know what it was. It was a bunch of money lines. Basically, it was 1,000 to win like 2,000, I think. And the kicker was, of course, I faded Harvard, the powerhouse out of the Ivy League. And they end up, so New Mexico money line was what killed it. It was an 18 money line parlay that paid 2-1. Really, really, I mean, as soon as you have a ticket that long, you know it's going to lose.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you just give yourself so many chances to lose, but... Like you said, of course, it worked out that the biggest favorite was the one that actually.
Well, they weren't the biggest favorite; they were one of the big favorites. But so I don't know. So anyway, back to Wednesday night, we do that, we gamble, I lose some money at the tables. Actually, I was winning a lot of money at the tables, and Lutz sat down with me, and it just went to shit. So I don't know. Wednesday night, and then what you come out Thursday morning, right?
Yeah, I come out Thursday morning. I land 8:30 coming from a Scottsdale Digit Comedy Show there.
Oh.
And
how'd the show go?
Went well. Then woke up super early, got to the airport, flew from Phoenix Airport to Las Vegas, and just landed, immediately started itching for action. I think I got there just in time to catch the second half of the Michigan State game. I was kicking myself because I love betting Michigan State and Syracuse in the tournament. Michigan State, 10.5-point favorite. They win by 11, so I'm like, oh, this sucks. Go in there. I forget what I think. I don't know. I placed my first four bets, and they all – I went 0-4 at the Harris, my first four bets. It was killing me. And then finally, I kept going to Ryan. I'm like, dude, we got to get out of Harris. We got to get out of Harris. And finally, I left Harris. I think we went to Caesars, and finally my luck started turning around, got Syracuse right, got
Syracuse was so easy.
VCU. I went Syracuse dominated. And VCU. I went big on those guys and got a lot back, and
so
felt great.
I should circle back real quick, because the Thursday morning, or I might have made this one Wednesday night also. This was Thursday night. I don't even know. I swear I don't remember anything but Sunday. What a crazy trip.
Yeah. Well, we also had some weed brownies, and then you go into if you guys ever get to go out there for March Madness, especially those first 2 days, make sure you go to the Las Vegas Hotel. They have this
formerly the Hilton.
They have this first off, if you're on a weed brownie and you walk through the old Star Trek experience,
it's crazy.
It's pretty trippy. And so you go into this. Basically, it's just this giant movie theater, except they have three giant movie screens in the middle, and then they have two, like, really large screens on the side. So they have five screens going at the same time.
Yep.
And it you get the feeling of what it would like to be in the Coliseum back in the day, because it's just all these drunken people going nuts, and it's all the cheering and like people going crazy all revolves around the spreads, over unders, halftime over under.
So this is now Friday, right? I believe this is Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
And it is great. We'll have to get. I know someone took a video of the last. I believe it was the end of the Creighton and the LaSalle game. Kind of happened all at the same time.
Yeah,
and that
our buddy Ruben.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's
we
on
got
Facebook.
A video of that. We'll have to link to that. It's pretty awesome. But yeah, so this, of course, was the day that I decided to do my two big bets would be Wisconsin money line parlayed with Creighton money line. Of course, Wisconsin lost, but
I had Ole Miss. That felt good.
Yep. But the real heartbreaker was my four-team parlay. Creighton on the money line, LaSalle money line +200, Florida Gulf Coast +750 with Wisconsin money line.
Oh, I was talking up Ole Miss the whole time.
The ticket was $40 to win $2,200, and I lost because a -260 favorite couldn't win the game.
Ole Miss, baby.
Wow.
Ole Miss.
This is one of those bets I'm going to remember. I'm never going to forget this missed bet.
Yeah. Now Creighton beat Notre Dame, right?
Cincinnati.
Now, who beat Notre Dame?
Notre Dame played another Iowa State. We were all over Iowa State. Because
I was big on Iowa State. It was just more about fading Notre Dame.
Fading
East. I think the second day, I might have gone like 6-2. I had a nice run there. And I was like 2-4 the first day and then 6-2 the next day. And then on Saturday, ended up going 2-1. So I think I, all said and done, I was like, 6-8. And I think I was like 10-7. So yeah. I was definitely up from college basketball. And then.
Oh, I should point out the unders. So I bet every under. Yeah. So I actually bet every under, and I bet the second day first half unders, which as of for a weekend, the overall over unders, the overall under went 18-12.
Nice.
Which is not bad. And the first half unders went 18-11-1. So, not a bad day if you just blindly played the unders. So, I'll be doing the same thing next
year. Well,
that was another
part. That was the end of my 0-4 run, was I had the first half under in, what was it, the Oregon game?
The Oregon game. And to that point in the day, the first half unders had gone 6-0.
6-0. And we jokingly said, all right, I'm going to get on this trend. I'm going to mush it. Now, it seemed like early on that they were going to blow by the over-under of the first half. But,
oh, that's right. I totally
But all of a sudden, it slowed down, and then it slowed down really bad. Now, it got to the point where I think it was like 59.5 or something like that. They had Oregon had the ball. There was like 59 seconds left. They chucked up a deep three with maybe like 2 seconds left that didn't even hit the rim, but they had a guy right there who just put it back up off the glass, got the layup, and hit
as time expired.
Hit the over of the first half as time expired. Like, if it was close to being reviewed. It was that close, and I was just like, motherfucker. But then I did what I normally do in the tournament. I relied on old staples like Syracuse. I guess VCU is not a staple, but I always feel good about
it. We talked about Syracuse on the show. Every year they do this to one of these poor, unsuspecting teams.
They just
had what, like 28 points? What was the final
that
score?
That was the highlight of my
34.
Trip.
81 to 34. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, didn't they? They set a record for margin, didn't they?
VCU set the record like earlier that night with a 46-point win, and Syracuse came back with a 47-point win.
So I went 0-4, and then bet on two games where they set the margin of victory.
Yeah,
it was pretty crazy. So I basically lost that one of my 0-4. I lost that one by a half point, basically, on that Oregon, and then St. Mary's had that desperate chance, that last second bucket where they basically had a chance to win. They ended up losing by 2 points. I had them plus 1.5, so I could tell I was like close to getting on a hot streak, and then kind of finally did it. Syracuse once again, almost won again in the on the Saturday.
Oh, they that just was a bad didn't beat, man.
I know. I had Syracuse minus 7. They ended up winning by 6. But Michigan State, once again, like we've said, Ryan, I think I'm going to get hoarse from
11-1. 11-1, Tom Izzo, in the second round of the tournament.
It's such an easy...
If he gets there, he wins.
He said, like he said, it's all about winning the weekend. Tom Izzo wins that weekend.
Yeah, he's the best short turnaround coach in the world.
All right, Ryan, real quick, we'll do a Friday.
Friday's when we went on that blackjack run, too.
Yeah, we were at Las Vegas Hotel, decided to go. Things were getting a little intense in the movie theater gambling area. So we went and started playing some blackjack, and man, this was a blackjack run like none other. I cashed in 200 and left with 800, and that was after I kind of did a little heat check at the end to see if I really could keep it going. Basically, I mean, the dealer was busting left and right. You know, one of those classic blackjack runs where you're high-fiving guys, you know, doing fist pounds all around the table. And then me in particular also, just crazy luck of not busting. Like, I would have a 15.
Oh, my God.
I would have, like, a 15 against a face card. And then I would get, like, you know, a 4. Or no, I would get something like like a 2, so then I would hit again, and then I would get the 4. Like crazy, crazy not busting.
Sean went basically a full 6-deck shoe without busting. It was one of the more unbelievable things I've ever seen. Because I remember you went the whole shoe, and then remember it was shuffle time, so you pulled your bet back, and the first hand of the next shoe, I think you didn't bust again, and then finally, on like the third hand of the shoe, you busted.
Yeah, I got
crazy.
Like a 22. It was one of the better all time runs at blackjack. But yeah, I mean, you had a good run too. I think just because the dealer was busting.
Yeah,
I don't
remember, but I remember you not busting, which is crazy.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy games, man. And then of course, Florida Gulf Coast. You were at the sports book, just going around. They're gonna win this game. They're gonna win this game. And
yeah.
I was like moments away from walking up and putting $100 on them, but I was like, now this was right after my 0-4 where I had these two other VCU and Syracuse going. I don't know if I'm getting the time completely right, but I was like, Sean, don't take this deep money line. But
yeah, it was a stupid.
It definitely crossed my mind, and yeah, probably not a great bet. But that VCU team, man, you want to talk about exciting? When they threw up that alley-oop that kind of was the dagger, oh, man, that was a fun game to watch. It's a fun team to watch.
I truly believe – I think they were one of the more impressive teams I watched.
Now,
I watched every team play.
Yeah. Well, and now it could go either way. It could be
– yeah.
Really, they are just a pretty decent team getting on a nice run, or – I don't know. Maybe they just gets to their head, and Florida has time to watch them. They see how they won their two games of the tournament.
Two things. Florida's got a week to prepare. They're not going to be caught off guard. And two, Florida Gulf Coast has been on the news. Like, these guys are, like, they're going on the media circuit already. They're having pep rallies.
Yeah, but it's a
weird... There's no way they're going to be as focused as they should be.
Well, it's a weird thing, but how do you not enjoy it? Because, there's probably a pretty good chance you're going to get slaughtered by Florida, so...
Well, I mean, the money line's plus 750 again.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we're talking about if you were a Florida Gulf Coast fan and you just bet them every week and took the money you won the week before and laid it... Right now, you'd be laying about $3,000 at plus 750.
Yeah, if you would just bet $100 on them on the original win,
and then taking your 850, putting that on the plus 285 or plus 300, you'd have about $3,000, and you'd be betting $3,000 at 7.5 to 1, and it would be the most intense moment of your life
for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most likely scenario is that. Much like Florida's done all year, they're going to blow them out or win close.
All right, Ryan. Well, here.
Real quick.
We'll do a full recap of the Sweet 16, but is there anything else you want to get to from Las Vegas?
You, of course, left Saturday.
Yeah. And had to go back for my girlfriend's birthday party.
Yeah.
That was a discussion.
So, not much to speak of Saturday, but what I've managed to do going into Saturday night, I've managed to put myself in a situation where I have a handful of moneyline parlays tying a team that won on Saturday to Miami the next day. To Miami and Ohio State. So then I go up and I'm like, all right, I'm going to tie Ohio State to Indiana, Ohio State to Florida, and then Indiana, Florida, and Ohio State all to Miami. It's in a bunch of two-teamers. So Sunday happens. Everything kind of goes right Saturday. At the tables, I can't lose. On Saturday, I didn't have a session where I went to the table. I cashed in my money, and I walked away with more every time. Sunday, we wake up, and right off the bat, I got all this heavy favorite action. Right off the bat, Ohio State was the first game, I believe, and they're supposed to win easy. They're playing – who they play? They played Iowa State. Makes it a game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. All right, if I'm going to have to sweat a game, at least it'll be the first game. It'll be a little less pressure. And Ohio State just forgets how to run offense. And, you know, coming down the stretch, I remember Aaron Kraft takes that three-pointer, and I'm just like, that is not the shot they want to take right there. And boom, he hits it. Ohio State goes on a win. I'm like, all right, beautiful. Let me hit one of the bets. I had Syracuse, Ohio State, so I've cashed the ticket. Now I'm like, all right, I hit Ohio State, and I got Ohio State – teamed up with Indiana and Florida. Let me do an Indiana-Florida one. Indiana tips. They're supposed to win no problem. They're heavy favorites. Oh, Temple decides to come and start hitting some three-pointers.
Yeah.
Oh, so this game makes me sweat. So now we're two games down. So now my Sunday is really coming down to I need Miami and Florida to win games outright. Florida games tips, boom, no problem. Florida, I mean, they give you a little sweat in the second half when they just decided not to score for 8 minutes. All right, Florida hits. So at this point, we had gone over. Our friend Lutz had grabbed a booth over at Pure, which is the club next to.
This is
Sunday during the game, so this is where we watched most of these games. So you know when if you've been to Caesar's Sportsbook, if you look to the right, there's like the bar entrance area to a club. Well, that place was just filled with TVs. So we had a booth there. We're watching it, and I'm like, oh, this last game is going to be brutal. I'm drunk. I probably ate some chocolate, cigarettes, the whole nine. And I'm like, all right, I need a smoothie. Smoothies make you feel good when you feel like crap. So I go get a smoothie. Caesars has this place that sells them. I bring one back for me and Lutz. I go to walk in, and this big, like, 6'7" ogre of a bouncer with long, like, Fabio hair. Sorry, bro, you can't bring those in here. I was like, oh, okay, no problem. Do you sell them in here? No. Okay, so then I'm going to bring them in, because we paid to sit in here. Oh, so we're not part of the casino. I'm like, all right. So you're saying I can't take this inside? I can't go walk 2 feet over there and sit down with this? Sir, that's what I'm saying. All right. So I go, like, literally there's an opening. So I just go and stand 2 feet behind my booth, and I can sit there and sip of my smoothie. It was really So anyway, Miami starts, and Miami is the sweat fest of all sweat fest. At this point, I probably had about $4,500 to win $3,000 on Miami between all the money line parlays.
Oh, wow.
And Miami's looking good.
Shane Larkin, man.
Illinois sticking around with the three. And coming down the stretch, Illinois has all the momentum, and you just see it coming. Miami's struggling to score. They can't move. They're not running any offense. And I believe the game was tied with like a minute to go, and Shane Larkin dribbles right. The same feeling I had when Aaron Kraft took the shot. He steps back, shoots the three, and I'm like, that is the worst shot they could have taken right there. And of course, boom, rips the net.
Yahtzee.
And Miami, from that point on, goes on to win the game. I'm cashing some tickets, Sean. And actually, I had, going into the night game, the Duke game, I did have some action. I had a small little long shot five-teamer that if Creighton plus 5.5 hit, I would have won like a couple grand. But that's what parlays do. They lose. So we call it. We're like, all right, this is great. We're gonna head back to the room or head back towards the room, grab some food. And then we're going to go gambling. So at this point, it's just me and Lutz. We decide to head over to where he's staying at the Rio, gamble over there. So we get some food, sit down at the tables, decide to play Pai Gow. Pai Gow poker, of course, one of my favorites. A nice slow game. You drink a lot. And Lutz hit this big Duke-Miami money line parlay, kind of got him back off the mat. And he cashes in all his money. I cash in 1,000. We start playing. And it's push. You know, we're not really winning. We're not really losing. And Lutz is like, let's play 2 hands each. All right. So I start with $100 per hand. We're both doing the same thing. And the dealer starts dealing. Like, we're not getting good hands. We're getting, like, I'll have, like, a Pai Gow and, like, a pair with a small top. And the dealer keeps flipping over, like, Jack High Pai Gow, Queen High Pai Gow. And we go on this run.
Yeah, if you don't play Pai Gow, Pai Gow.
Pai Gow means shit. So you want the dealer to get Pai Gow. And we go on this run where we're playing 2 hands each, and I'm pressing it each time. I'm going from if I win the hand, I press it to 200, I press it up 100. And we go on a stretch where we probably win. In Pai Gow, if you win 3 out of 10 hands, that's pretty good, I'd say. You're going to push.
Yeah, because you push the majority. Four,
yeah. On average, you're probably going to win 3, lose 3, and push 4. We won on a stretch where we probably won, I don't know, 15 out of 20 hands.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you'd push 1, win 1. But anyway, so we go on this run. We win a lot of money. I'm like, Lutz, all right, we won money. It's around midnight. We both have early flights. Let's go throw some dice and then go to sleep. All right, so we get to the craps table. So at this point, I'm probably up to like 2,500, maybe 3 grand. And Lutz has a good amount of money. We start playing craps, and it's not going well. My 3 grand quickly turns into like 1,200. Lutz is down. He decides he's going to take off to go have relations with his wife over FaceTime. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stick around a little bit longer. And I decide, all right, I'm going to go for it here. It's the last shooter. I'm going to go $50 craps with max odds. If you don't play craps, that basically means the way I play with 3 points, I'm going to be laying, you know, $600 to $800 out there, any given roll. And, so I press it up to that and I get lucky. The guy starts shooting and my 1200 quickly turns into 4,500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
epic craps run.
Nice craps run. I cash out. I go back to my room. I get a cab over to my place. Go back to my room. I'm like, it's 2 a.m. I'm going to pack my bags, set my alarm, be ready to go for my early flight. I find a sports bet ticket that I forgot to cash. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to cash this now. I don't have to worry about doing it in the morning. I go down. I cash it in. I'm like, I just won like $3,000. Let me go sit down at the $100 blackjack table. So I go to the high limit area. Oh, hello, Mr. Kramer. Yeah, I give him the car. They go, Mr. Kramer, all being nice. And I cash in my $2,000. The waitress comes over. Would you like a drink? So I order a water and like a Red Bull vodka. And she's talking to the pit boss. She's like, oh, I forgot to ask for his ID. And he goes, oh, no, no, no. He's a diamond player. You don't have to check his ID. And I'm just like, oh, all right, sweet. So I start playing, and this dealer is awesome. It's double deck blackjack, and we're making money each shoe. Slowly, I'm creeping up, and I get up to about 3,200, and it's time for her to go on break. This new guy comes in, cool guy. We're talking about the tournament. This guy knows a shitload about college basketball, and he also knows a shitload about how to get six card 21s. My 3,200 in his 20. She goes on break for 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
When she came back, I was down to $600.
Oh my god,
$600, right? So I'm like, all right. She's like, stay around, stay around. We'll win your money back. I'm like, I trust you. Your logic is sound. So I'm like, all right, we start playing. It's going all right. I'm winning a little bit, little bit, little bit. And then I get up to 1,000. I'm like, all right, let's go crazy. So I throw 500 out there. Boom, blackjack. So now I'm like, we're coming back. So now I'm up to just under where I started from before. I got 1750, and I just start playing normal again. Things are all right. It's about 3:45. She's like, oh, I'm going home at 4. I'm like, you know what? I'll leave with you. At this point, I was even. I'm like, I'm just going to leave when you leave. So she shuffles. We probably have time for two more shoes. And the next shoe, I start with $200. $200 hand. Boom, win. Press it to 300, win. Press it to 400, win. And I think I got up to 500, won one, lost one. The rest of the shoe was great. We end up only playing the one shoe ends. I have $4,100. I'm like, I'm out. Won another $2,000.
Wow.
All right, so at this point in the night, I had turned 1,000 into roughly 5,000.
That's insane.
Yeah. And so then I'm like, I'm walking to the cashier, feeling good about myself. Like, all right, it's 4 o'clock. I'll still get some sleep before my flight. And I see an empty craps table.
Oh, no.
I love empty craps tables, Sean. So I start rolling by myself, which is fast and dangerous. And I cash all the chips in just so they see all the money I have. And I start playing, and it's going down.
Oh,
I'm playing
no.
$25 craps.
No.
It starts going down. 4,000 turns into 3,500, turns into 3,000. Turns into 2,500, and I'm like, all right, one more, and I'm not going to lose more than I started with, so I'll just leave with the 2,000. Press it to $50 craps again, and boom, Ryan gets hot. I'm rolling points. I'm rolling numbers. Next thing you know, I just rolled the dice by myself for like 8-9 minutes, which is a long time, and I probably got like $5,200 sitting in front of me.
Jeez.
So I basically won like $6,000 in the closing hours of my trip to Vegas. Ended up being a great trip. head back to my room, and it's like 6:30. I'm like, all right, finish packing, go to sleep. I leave the curtains open. I call down for a wake-up call, and I set two alarms on my phone. So I'm like, I'm going to be tired. I haven't really slept all weekend. And so the next morning, I hear some noise. I wake up. It's the phone ringing, so I pick it up. And I have a conversation. I hang up the phone. I look at the clock, and it's 10:40.
What time were you supposed to be at?
My flight was at 11:25. So I'm like, shit. Luckily, I packed the night before, brushed my teeth. At this point, I'm so like, you know when you wake up in like a flustered state? You're just like discombobulated. So I brush my teeth. I'm trying to drink water. I'm so dehydrated. I run downstairs. I get in the cab. I'm like, look, man, I got a flight to catch in literally 40 minutes. Can you get me to the airport fast? He's like, no problem, Mom. He was like some islander. And he takes me out of Harris and just cuts through this crazy construction zone. Like, we're driving on dirt. And pulls out, makes a left and a right. We're in the airport. My cab was like $8. I don't know how he did it. Get into the airport. And there's a long security line. So at this point, it's like, I have a half hour to get to my plane. Maybe a little bit less. I go up to the lady, and I'm like, is there any way I can cut that? I got a flight in a half hour. She's like, sir, you'll be fine. I'm like, I'm looking. There's hundreds of people. So I'm wearing a Virginia Tech shirt. I'm like, you really can't let me through. She's like, all right, you're wearing a Virginia Tech shirt. My daughter goes there. Lets me through. I get through. I get to the gate right as they're doing C see like 31 through 60 or whatever. So I get on, I get the last seat. I'm sitting next to this giant fat guy. He can't put the seat rest down, right? Or the armrest.
Oh, seatbelt extender.
So he is like he's just on me, right? He has no choice. I have no choice. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm sitting next to this girl on my left, and I'm giving her this look, and she's like, I feel so sorry for you. And we take off, and I'm kind of falling asleep, and all of a sudden I just get hit with this pungent odor. And he had opened up this, like, day-old Chinese food. Oh. And was starting to eat it, and it was just awful. So, anyway.
So, great trip, great times. Ryan, enough bullshit. Let's get to the Sweet 16. We got time to do pick the spread, pick the totals, give out our lead pipe locks, the whole nine.
Lead pipe locks. All right.
So let's kick it off with the Thursday games.
All right. Let's see. 329, right? 328. All right. So let's just start with the one seed, Indiana. If it takes on Syracuse. Indiana -5.5, -240 on the money line, 135 is the total. What are you thinking?
I like Syracuse, man. I like Syracuse. I liked them from day one. I just, in these years where it kind of could go any way, just take the great coaching. So, not that Indiana doesn't have a great coach. I just, I like Syracuse, man. I like taking Syracuse in the tournament. 5.5 points. I mean, the problem with Syracuse is if they get down, they might start chucking threes, and they might go from a close game to a complete debacle for them, but I still like taking Syracuse +5.5.
Yeah, so my take on this game is, well, first of all, I should hate Tom Crean. He's related to the Harbaughs, or he's at least their in-laws. No one likes the Harbaughs. But no, I think Syracuse loses this game. I think Oladipo cuts to the zone. I'd probably lay the points here, to be honest. It scares me, but I think Indiana could overwhelm Syracuse. And like you said, if they go down, they have trouble scoring at times.
It's more of an emotional play. For whatever reason, yeah. I
like Syracuse, too.
I like the team. I won't be upset. In New York briefly.
Yeah, I won't be upset if they win.
Now, what are you thinking about the total?
I mean, if I had to guess, I was hoping this total would be a little lower or a little higher. But, I mean, if anything, I would probably take the under here. They both are pretty good defensive teams.
Yeah, I'll take the under, especially on that Thursday. I feel like, yeah, I like the under.
All right.
And I also still like the under first half. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that's still a decent play.
They didn't do so well in the second round.
Yeah, no. Well, the second round, you mean Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I think the I think there's – because you're playing – you've already kind of warmed up, I think. These kind of long rests, you get a little –
You get tight.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you get a little in your head. I think they're going to come out cold. So I like the first half under.
All right, man. So that was the 6:45 start. The 4:15 start, Marquette, Miami. Miami's 5.5-point favorites. Over-under is 127. Money line's -240. I'm scared of this one. I mean, I would probably – I like Miami to advance. Not sure if I could lay the points.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Miami's big fat guy's out also.
Oh, so no. Dude, probably, I love that guy.
Marquette's probably going to out-rebound them. Yeah, I'm not sure I could recommend playing this game. I guess if I had to take a side, I'd take Marquette. But I really think Miami's going to win, so it's hard to take that dog.
Yeah, I'm in the same position. I think Miami goes on, but I think 5.5 is a little too much for them to cover. So I'll take Marquette getting 5.5 points, and the spread was 120. What'd you say?
The over-under is 127.
Both
teams struggle to score.
Yeah, but I think I'll take the over here.
I'll take the under again.
I like the over here. I feel like Miami's fast style. I think having rest, I think they'll be a little bit quicker, and I think they'll get some fast break points. So give me the over 127.
I mean, if it does go over, Miami's going to win, I think for sure.
Yeah.
All right, next up, the 445 tip.
So maybe parlay Miami with the...
And the over?
Miami money line, the over.
The problem is Miami can play good defense. They might be too... I don't know. Anyway, 445, Arizona, Ohio State. I think Arizona is coming into this game a little overrated. And Ohio State's favored by 3.5. Over-under's 134. I like Ohio State in this game a lot. I think I definitely like their money line. I'm probably going to grab some of the 3.5 also. And for the over-under, I think Ohio State's going to smother Arizona. I like the under here.
Yeah, I like the under. In general, I like the under on these. I don't know what it is. I like the under in the first half of these weekend of games. Now, I also like Ohio State minus 3.5. I feel like Arizona, tad bit overrated. And you always like good teams coming off a scare.
Well, it's a combination of Arizona coming off some big wins and Ohio State coming off a scare. I think Arizona could be thinking a little too highly of themselves. And I think Ohio State is like, all right, now we know what that felt like. Let's not do that again.
Yeah, no, but I really like that idea, especially with these young, emotional college players. I think those emotional trends that we see in gambling are more applicable to college sports.
Plus, Ohio State is the better team. Arizona's got some good, really good players who are probably going to be in the NBA, but Ohio State has the team, and I think the team will get back, will really gel, and you know, after that close scare.
Yeah, dominate. So give me Ohio State minus 3.5 in the under.
All right, the last matchup of the day, the LaSalle Explorers versus the Wichita State Shockers. Isn't that the greatest the greatest matchup ever?
The Shockers. How is that? How do they?
You could do fun things like just pick a word and put it in front of both teams' names, and it's funny. Like pussy.
What other words are you thinking of?
But
the butt shockers versus the butt explorers.
Maybe there's not that much.
Yeah, I think it's just all sexual, right? Nipple. I don't think pizza has the same punch that any of the sexual terms have.
All right.
Good
anyway,
times.
Wichita State minus 4.5, over under 135. I'll tell you this, Ryan.
I like LaSalle here. I like LaSalle getting 4.5 points. I feel a little guilty not getting on the LaSalle train earlier, but I feel like they are the Cinderella that's being overlooked. Everyone's talking about Florida Gulf Coast, but really, LaSalle is just as much a Cinderella story as these other teams. So, yeah, give me LaSalle plus 4.5.
Plus 4.
Plus 4.
But, I don't know, instinct too, but I think Wichita State is probably the better team here. I think the spread's probably
good.
Here's what I'll do.
I'm going to take – now, I know you're playing at both sides, but they're really – LaSalle has gotten lucky with teams missing free throws
they've
and shots
also,
like that.
They've also played well in close games, which is important.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with plus 4, but there is a compelling argument to be made that Wichita State rolls. But
I'm
going to stick
roll.
With LaSalle plus 4.
I'm going to take Wichita State.
Give me the under
laying
again.
The points. And I think this one actually goes over.
What's the number?
135.
Oh, I like the under.
All right, moving to Friday. First opening tip of the day, Oregon. 12-seed Oregon heads down to play Louisville. Louisville is now laying 10 points, and the over-under is 129. I have one stat. This is the only stat I'm going to talk about on the podcast. Oregon is one of the top teams in the nation at turning the ball over. Louisville is one of the top teams in the nation at turning you over. Louisville, lay the points, put the money line in a parlay, do whatever you got to do. This game is going under, and Louisville, although my biggest play of the weekend or of the Sweet 16 round will be Louisville minus the points.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to go against that, Ryan. I feel like Oregon's train may have run out here. Plus 10 is kind of tempting with the way Oregon's able to shoot the ball, but like you said, I think turnovers will ultimately be their down.
Oregon went 8 for 11. They're not a good three-point shooting team.
Yeah, I guess I'm going off of recent stuff. So, yeah, maybe even
look
that
for the regression. Look for Louisville's awesome front or guards to just take the ball away from Oregon.
Yeah, and Pitino's a good coach. Not a good guy, but a good coach.
This Louisville team is a Final Four team. So
yeah, they're a Final Four team. I don't think they're going to win it all, but I think they're going to beat Oregon in cover.
All right, next up, 435, the Michigan Wolverines versus the Kansas Jayhawks. This is a matchup that I was really intrigued by. Michigan plus 2, money line plus 115, over-under 136.
Here's the thing, Ryan.
Kansas has been inconsistent Kansas will always be inconsistent under Bill Self. I love this Michigan team. I think they have more athleticism than Kansas. I think Trey Burke is the difference maker in this game. I like Michigan on the money line here.
I like Kansas. I like Kansas big. For a number of reasons. Well, first off, just watching that Kansas team, they look like a championship-caliber team.
First half or the second half versus North Carolina?
The second half. Okay. That was what that Kansas team needed, Ryan. In the same way that they needed to have their butt kicked by their coach, Bill Self, they need to be challenged. You just watch the way they move the ball. You watch the way that big white guy can dominate the middle.
Withy?
Yeah, Withy.
Or Whitey, as I call him.
That guy can own the paint. I think they're going to be a handful. I have a feel. I mean, listen, I got Kansas in the bracket. I'm going to win the tournament with Kansas. Kansas is going to win the tournament. Basically, I have a 30-1. Essentially, yeah. It worked out because there's 30 people in our
There's more than that, but the first place is $900. It's a $30 pool. So, dude, here's the problem. If they play like they played in the first half versus North Carolina, they're going to be losing to Michigan by 20 points.
But that's the thing. That was a wake-up call they needed, Ryan. Well, I say Kansas wins. They're going to win by 6 points. Mark my word.
I have a feeling this is going to be a relatively not close game either way it goes. And I think it's going to come down to Michigan hitting their shots. Michigan's a very, very – I think Michigan is number one in the nation in effective field goal percentage and one of the top three shooting teams.
Here you are talking effective field goal percentage.
Well, if Michigan plays like they should and hits their shot, I think Kansas could have trouble keeping up with them.
But, Brian, you can't say
– Over-under?
I like all – Thursday and Friday, give me all unders. And then Saturday and Sunday, give me all overs. That's how I'm playing the totals.
So you already picked some overs. You're changing those to unders?
Yeah. I thought about it a little bit more, and the better trend is Thursday and Friday, all unders, Saturday and Sunday overs.
Well, so far the only over I like is the LaSalle-Wichita State, so I will also take the under here.
Kansas, man.
Last up.
Carry on my
Not last up. Next son. Up. Nice. That was good.
That was a little bit of Kansas.
Yeah. No,
I got a feeling, right? This I don't Kansas know if, team.
That's an old song. You're dating yourself, Sean.
That might be REO Speedwagon. I don't know.
No, it's Kansas.
Oh, okay. Sorry, right. There's no new Kansas songs for me to sing.
Yeah, the kids might not know the songs, though. I don't want to. Anyway, Michigan State, Duke. Michigan State +2, +115 on the money line, over under 134. God, Duke is going to win this game. My brain says take Duke.
Duke, Blue Devils.
But this Duke team has the makeup of a team that can disappear and have a little collapse and fall apart.
Ryan, it's not rocket science. In the NCAA
Duke's gonna
tournament,
win, isn't it?
They're probably going to win, but my pick is Michigan State. I always take Michigan State and Syracuse, and overall, it's a good trend. Yeah. I like to just take them regardless. Duke is not a good tournament team, ATS, and that's all I care about. So give me Michigan State +2.5.
+2?
Take that +2. It could come down to free throws at the end.
I'm taking the points, and I'll also bet the under. Last up, Florida versus Florida Gulf Coast.
Ooh, exciting matchup.
Florida is laying 13. -980 on the money line, over under 135. This game is going over for sure. If it goes under, Florida Gulf Coast has lost by 40 points. I think, which is an interesting thing to maybe parlay. Maybe if you like Florida Gulf Coast, you go with the over too. But I really want to take Florida Gulf Coast again. I took them in the first two rounds. I think Florida is probably going to completely dominate them. I think they have a week to prepare. I want to go for the Cinderella team, but Florida is really efficient. They're really good. They won by, 15 points over Minnesota, and they had a stretch where they didn't score for 8 minutes?
Yeah. No, they're good. Here's the thing. I'm going to take Florida Gulf Coast because I felt bad that I got on the bandwagon late. Although we picked them to cover on the podcast. I didn't actually end up laying any money on him. So
because we didn't like Georgetown.
Yeah. Well, and we certainly didn't. I don't think we picked the money line. Or maybe we threw it out there as a potential money line. But Give me Florida Gulf Coast, plus right. 13 and a half.
Then you love
the Gators.
You like that over then.
No, I like the under. Like I said, okay. Thursday and Friday, all unders. All
right, so
Florida Gulf Coast, plus 13 and a half. Lock it up.
So I should probably also suggest some parlays.
All right.
My actual biggest bet of the week, of the Sweet 16 round will be Ohio State money line parlayed with Louisville money line.
Ooh.
1,000 pays 850. That's the bet. I also I threw in my fade the Pac-12 bet. And then I also have a nice Big Ten money line parlay.
Yeah,
pays 9-1. So I got Indiana money line -240, Ohio State -175, Michigan +115, Michigan State +115, 100 pays 900. A little bit more. Actually.
So now, what about a Miami and a Florida money line parlay?
Oh, you want to do a state of Florida parlay?
Although, actually, no. Do this. No. Florida Gulf Coast, they're my team now.
Money line or points?
No. I like do this. This will be my three-teamer. Kansas, Syracuse, Michigan State.
Are we doing? What are we talking? Spreads, money lines?
Just do money lines. Kansas, Michigan State, Syracuse, all money lines.
Ooh, Syracuse on the money line. That's juicy.
That is juicy, man. I might just take that straight up.
That's going to pay you, 100 would pay 1,022. Is that the bet?
That's the bet, Ryan. That's my three-teamer.
I think that sounds pretty good.
It does.
So, yeah, I also, just for fun, I always got to do a just for fun parlay.
Okay.
Miami money line, Ohio State money line, Louisville money line. Michigan State money line, Michigan money line, and Florida Gulf Coast money line.
So what does that pay?
100-1. Actually, 101-1. No, 102-1. Sorry.
So wait, so I can put ten. I can put $10 on that and get 1,000.
Yes, a little bit more than 1,000.
Oh, that's awesome! I'll throw that in there.
Yeah, I threw 50 on that to win 5,100.
How many teams?
Six.
Oh, that's not too
gonna
bad.
Hit. It's not going to hit. There's no way it's going to hit.
I love your reverse psychology, Ryan. Oh, okay. Guys,
there's no way he's going to make this free. That's what I do. When I need a guy to hit a free throw, I'll look at Sean and be like, there's no way this guy hits this free throw. He's not ready for the moment.
Well, that's what I kept doing with, when I'd have like a 16 in blackjack. I'm just like, yeah, I'll just take a 2. Even though a 9's showing, I have this idea that if you don't get greedy, if you just ask for like an 18, then you'll end up getting like the 20.
Yeah, the gods will be kind.
You got to be humble. There's the thing. If you come in cocky, the gambling gods don't like that. You will be humbled. You got to respect the gods. You got to respect the gambling. Respect the etiquette. And you will succeed as long as you tune into our podcast. Follow us on Twitter @GamblingPodcast. A lot of fun stuff coming up. T-shirts, of course, for the three winners of our ESPN Bracket Challenge.
Which we should recap, huh?
Yeah. Throw out the first top three.
Top guy, he's sitting with a nice total of 40. So ESPN multiplies everything by 10.
Yeah.
So he has 47 points. Solid total. Boston 2, Rosian. He's got Louisville winning. He's got 470 points totally, and he's got 1,200 points possible. Number 2 is the Zaga theory. Oh, too bad for him. He had Gonzaga winning it all. He has 460 points, but only a max of 560. He's surely going to be passed. Next up in third place, we have Boobs by Seth Boothby. He was in the pick 'em too, I think.
Nice. Shout out to
Seth. He's got a nice total of 450 with a max of 1160. And then tied for fourth is Defee266, me, and Adam98765. We all have 430, and we all have a max of 1240, which is the max total anyone has. Let's see, Sean, where are you at? Oh, down there, you and our joint bracket are tied for 13th place with 380 points and a max of 1240. So you're still in.
Yeah, no, that's the
you
thing.
You're still tied with me and a couple other guys for the biggest max. So,
well, yeah, that's and in our other bracket that is a money bracket, same type of thing. Basically, if Kansas wins a championship, I win the bracket and I win tons of cash, and it's going to be awesome.
It's one of those things. We both control our own destiny. I am currently the highest ranked person who picked Ohio State to win. Not many people did. So if Ohio State wins and anything else happens, I win. It's pretty cool. I basically have, like we were talking about earlier, you have a 30 to, we both have 30 to 1 bets. Kansas in real life is 12 to 1. Ohio State's 8 to 1. I think we have, it's a pretty good value right there.
Great value, Ryan, and we owe it all to our intense knowledge on NCAA basketball and the sports gambling world. A lot of fun stuff coming up in the podcast world. We're going to try to get out an MLB preview in time for opening day.
Oh, yeah, look for that Saturday.
Maybe a little Elite Eight action if we can squeeze that in. Lots going on.
Oh, I think we can. I think we should do that.
Well, I think maybe what we'll do is we'll do the MLB preview and then like a mini bonus Elite Eight podcast covering whatever.
Well,
games
yeah,
you
I'll
can.
See you Friday night. We can do it then.
Sounds like a plan, Ryan. And thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. Check us out on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Rate, review, and share on iTunes and Stitcher for the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
I'm out, man.
Kramer, let it ride.